From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in the United States say the military veteran accused of shooting to death three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, deliberately targeted the officers. Police say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was the assassination of officers. Louisiana State Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
We are confident that this suspect was the only shooter at the scene actively involved in the attack.
Police said Long appears to have used social media extensively, including up to the time of the attack. His social postings sometimes described violence as an answer to what he viewed as oppression of African Americans. Meantime, police say at least one of the three officers wounded during the shooting attack remains in very critical condition. By the end of the week, the delegates to the U.S. Republican National Convention meeting in Cleveland, Ohio, will nominate Donald Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. But inside the convention hall Monday afternoon, delegates seeking to change party rules to avoid backing Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, were denied a roll call vote on the issue. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing delegates this evening. Trump will accept the nomination on Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. His rival in the race for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, will accept the Democratic nomination at the party's convention next week in Philadelphia. The party's convention got underway Monday with the focus on national security and immigration in Cleveland. This is VOA News. A judge in the U.S. city of Baltimore has acquitted the highest-ranking police officer charged in the death of a black detainee. Freddie Gray died last April after being transported in the back of a police van. Police bound Gray's hands and feet in the van but did not secure him with safety belts. The case against police officer Brian Rice focused on the question whether he should have put on a safety belt on Gray, who suffered a spinal injury during the van ride. Gray's death in the van sparked the worst riots in decades in Baltimore and sparked a national debate about the police treatment of minorities. Two other officers have been acquitted, and the trial of a third officer ended in a hung jury. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people, including military and judiciary officials, suspected of having roles in Friday's failed coup. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. health officials say they believe that a man who recently died while infected with the Zika virus in the state of Utah passed the disease to a caregiver beforehand, raising questions about how the virus is spread. Officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that the caregiver appears to have recovered from the infection. Zika is spread primarily through mosquito bites. Experts are especially concerned about infected mosquitoes biting pregnant women. They say this could cause a condition which leads to brain defects from birth. And Paris prosecutors say the man accused of killing 84 people on Bastille Day in an attack on the French seaside city of Nice had expressed interest in radical Islam. Authorities say Mohamed Bouela showed support for the Islamic State group and searched online for information about the Orlando attack on a gay nightclub. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.